Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.
Folking and Country, Little Drummer Boy. Dis Groot FM 95. 20 minute na 8. Nou, ek klik jy altyd refresh op die newroad.app. Nou sies jy, wat, waarvan praat jy, Delmas? Wel, dit is nou een nieuwe app wat binnenkort die lig gaan sien. En daar gaan baie interessante inhoud op die app wees. Maar vir nou eers, is het vir ons reese voorreg om niemand anders te nie as om Angus Bakken by ons te verwelkom hier vanmorgen, om bykie te gesels oor die maak van sy splinternieuwe documentaire. Om Angus Bakken, it's always good to hear your voice. How are you this morning?
Hey Ruben, I am so well and I've missed you, man. Yes. Ruben, I'm not jogging anymore in the morning.
Why not?
On a bicycle.
Listen, but let me tell you, I watched the documentary, right? Okay. I had a look at it and you look amazing on that bike of yours, let me tell you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you must let me know if you do come here, then we can go together, I'm Angus, then we can go ride. We know that we've got at Groot FM, we've got a race as well that we call the Groot Trap. You must come and join us, I'm Angus.
How many Ks is that?
Well, there's different options. There's, I think, 17, 65, and 105, but you in 105 shape.
Okay, keep talking. I'm listening.
You are streamlined, Angus, because I get...
Hello, Sharunika. It's so good to speak to you as well.
Absolutely. Like, I'm getting a cough cramp just thinking about that cycling you're doing every morning.
Yeah, no, look, I alternate, Sharunika. One day, I ride my horse, Snowy. And then the next day, I'm on the iron horse on the bicycle.
Ah, that's so good. Angus, I have to ask, before we go on and get into the documentary, have Tani Jo received her cup of tea this morning?
She has indeed, sir. She has.
That is so good to hear, because let me tell you, I got a tear in my eye, Angus, when I watched the documentary, and just the little things that make such a big difference. That is one thing that stood out for me in the documentary, like you as a person, Angus Bakken, simple things like making sure that Danny Joel does not wake up one single morning without her cup of tea.
That's the absolute truth, and we've been married now, Ruben, for over 50 years. Sure. And whenever I'm at home, I make that cup of tea. First, I open my eyes, turn over, tell her that I love her. That's number one. Then we pray for the family. That takes a while because I've got a groot family. Then, by the way, I've become a great grandfather.
Oh, congratulations.
Great grandfather, Sharunika.
That is incredible.
Yeah, my oldest son's daughter has just given birth to a little boy. And by the way, Ruben, I'm getting closer and closer. I mean, I know I'm an honorary Afrikaner, but now we are married into the Skooman clan.
Oh, right.
Yeah, this little great-grandson of mine is a Skooman. And so the only thing I have to do now is practice my Afrikaans.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to take long, Angus. the only thing you need to remember, that's one thing I wanted to say though. The only thing that you need to remember is to say the blow below his boss. That's the only thing.
Okay.
No, don't listen to him, Angus. Don't listen to him.
Sharunika, just ask him a question. Who won the Curry Cup?
There we go. So you're already more than halfway there, Angus, because you don't have the rolling R when you say Groot FM listeners. So you're already halfway there.
Thank you.
Angus, let's dive in. The documentary, firstly. I think a lot of people would say, okay, but there was a movie, Faith Like Potatoes, which pretty much was about your life and so on. So what is different in the documentary?
Okay, that's a good question. Ruben, you must remember, a lot of water has gone under the bridge since 2006 when we released Faith Like Potatoes, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, Mighty Men was only starting. The It's Time events, the stadium events, we're only starting. Thought for the Day, by the way, in March, you can give me a big clap, Sharunika. In March, this coming year, will be 5 years. I haven't missed one single day with Thought for the Day. And Ruben, you my witness, I don't think I've told the same story twice. And that is just a miracle from Jesus Christ himself, honestly. And the answer to that one is people say, how do you do it? I get up in the morning and I spend the quiet time in my quiet time room every single day that I'm on this farm. And that starts at 4 o'clock. And 9 o'clock, Tani Jill calls me for breakfast. So that's 5 hours. John Wesley said to his preachers, remember that was a huge revival, the John Wesley revival. Mm. He said to them, if you don't spend a minimum of 5 hours a day in the presence of God, change your trade.
Wow.
Yeah. So by the grace of God, and to God be all the glory, every morning I'm in here. I was in here this morning, 4 o'clock, and I've been waiting for you because I really missed you, Ruben. Mm-hmm. I really missed talking to you, man. But anyway, we're still sending you the two-minute clips. But you must know that Cruet FM is very close to my heart. I've just been speaking to your sister, Vaneska, in Tigerberg.
Yes.
And I said to Vaneska, I'm going to tell Ruben he left to up his game because it's going to be very hard to beat the interview that she's just done with me.
Well, we had her over just a while back just to chat to her as well. She was in studio. And also, what an incredible woman that is.
Yes. Yeah. Are, both of you. And Sharonika, so good to talk to you.
Well, Mangus, I want to get into the stories because there were so many stories that was told in the documentary that I've never heard before. It was the first time that I heard these stories. And I think the emotion that I picked up from you as well, it was really diving deep into so many of these
things. Very deep, son. I don't think I've cried so much ever before. You know, Sharonika, Michael Moll is a very good man. He's a friend of mine. He did the interviews, and the Holy Spirit visited us. And, I think if you had to ask me one question, what is the point of this documentary?
Yes.
The point of this documentary, Ruben, is to tell the man in the street that God is no respecter of persons. In other words, he will use anyone, whosoever calls upon my name. Whosoever, and I am definitely one of the whosoevers. I'm one of your blue-collar workers, okay? Jesus had 12 men. Not one of them was a professor. Not one of them was a priest. They were working men, fishermen and farmers. I mean, David was a shepherd boy. You know what I'm saying? Abraham was a farmer. Men that worked with their hands. And women, Sharonika. I mean, Mary Magdalene's my hero, eh? What a woman. So what I'm trying to say is I think the documentary will touch the man in the street and he can say, shucks, you know, if God can use Angus, then he can use me. And all you have to do is to be available. He's not interested in your ability, Ruben. He wants your availability. Okay. And that's what he wants. And he wants to see, can I trust this man? Can I trust this woman with the precious word of God? So through that, you have to go through fire because that is how gold is purified, through fire. And I'm telling you, Boot, I've been through my fair share. I think you know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I can say with Paul, I rejoice in my tribulation. Tribulation worketh patience, patience character, and character hope. A man who has not been through fire, he's not worth his salt. I have yet to read the life story, and I love biographies, Sharonika. That's my favorite. Biographies. I love biographies. I've read them all. I haven't met one man or woman who's been used mightily of God who has not been through fiery trials. But the good news is Jesus says, I won't take you out of the fire. I'll walk with you through the fire. So this documentary, I hope, is going to portray ordinary people. And I'll tell you what, the hero of this documentary, Ruben, it's Tani Jill.
Yeah, sure. I know I was going to get there.
Our minister said to me afterwards, he said to me, because I'm his spiritual dad, he said to me, Dad, he says, this is before I saw it. He said, the hero in this documentary is Tani Jill.
I want to get to that right after this. Ek dink kom ons toe gaan die verkeer en die nuus en dan gaan ons net na dit verder.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharonika op Groot FM 90.5.
Ja, dit is allemaal mooi, nee. Rinkelijk de welcome all you faithful op Groot FM 95, so 8:34. As jy net pas aangesluit het, Angus Buchan, he's still joining us and such a good chat that we've got with you again this morning, Angus. Let me tell you, out of the documentary also, there was a, correct me if I'm wrong, but you had a chat with Andy at some point. I think it was one of the Mighty Men conferences. And you said they wanted to get you to the stage. And you said, man, I just want to be one of the boys. I just want to be one of the guys on the ground level. And they said, but you can't. We're not going to get you out to the stage if you're going to be one of the boys. And it was one of the hardest things for you to accept at some point.
Very, very hard. Very hard. Yeah, because I don't perceive myself, Ruben, Sharonika, I don't perceive myself as being anything special. I really mean that. I am one of the boys. And I just wanted to walk down in 2010. We had 450,000 men here, Sharonika. 450,000 men and counting. So call it 500,000. And I wanted to walk from my little Poland Dogger house down to the platform just to greet the boys. And I was going to start. And then I got a message from Tunny Jill that Andy, he was down on the stage. He was doing the praise and worship. He's just heard that the old man's going to walk. He said, don't let him walk because he'll never get here.
Yeah.
Because the guys would be shaking hands and talking and so on. So they had to put me in the car and get me there. When I got there, well, Andy, his face was snow white. Eh? He was angry. Eh? What are you trying to do, Dad? So I said, Andy, with tears in my eyes, and I still got tears in my eyes, I said, I just want to be one of the boys. And he looked at me, and he was also in tears. He says, you'll never be one of the boys again. Sure. And that's been a hard thing, Ruben. And Sharonika, I want to tell you, I just love people. You know, I'm always a thorn in the flesh. When I was in America trying to get on to the platform at Bridgestone Arena, they kept looking for me because I was talking to the to the ushers, and I was talking to that old lady in a wheelchair because those are God's people. Mm-hmm. And they're saying to me, the guys are waiting for you. I'll tell you my last story. I think it was in 2007. We had the small tent, the 5,000-seater tent. Sunday morning, everybody's waiting. I'm coming around the back of the tent with a group of guys, and the music is finished. Can you imagine it, Ruben? Okay, so now they're waiting for me to come in through the back of the tent and onto the platform. And a little boy, maybe 5 years old, he walked up to me. He had a cell phone in his hand, and his face was red, and he said, can I have a photo with you? I said, what? I'll tell you what, I got on my knees. I said, come on, let's do it. And his mother was there, and she was trying to take the photo, but she couldn't get the photo because the battery was flat.
Sure.
But now the guys are getting aggravated with me. Eh? They said, the people are waiting for you, Angus. You have to go. I said to the mother, go and get another cell phone. I'll wait. And she ran flat out in somewhere, and she came back, and we got the photo, and everybody was happy. But I want to tell you something, Ruben, and here's a lesson for you too, son, because you're also in the bright lights, and so are you, Sharonika. I can guarantee that was a test from God. Hmm. If I'd walked past that little boy, I would have stood on that platform alone. The Holy Spirit would have said, sorry, I'm not here. And that, for me, is a nightmare.
Sure. Angus, I want to get to Tunny Jill, because let me tell you, I've never had the privilege of meeting Tunny Jill. And for the first time, I realized the woman that's standing behind Angus Buchan. I mean, touring the world, preaching the gospel, and there's Tunny Jill at home. And I did not even realize the stories that was going to come out of the documentary was what was happening. I mean, there was a part where Tunny Jill said she married a farmer, and she was so happy and enjoyed the life of being married to a farmer, and then you became an evangelist, and she said everything was just a little bit harder, and that was something that touched me as well.
No, Sharonika, I want to tell you, and I am getting emotional even telling you, I don't know of many ladies that would put up with what my wife's put up with. You know, for 46 years I've been an evangelist, okay? And the hardest thing for me is to get up in the morning, have to go and catch that plane, so I have to leave here at 3 o'clock to drive to Durban. Tears running down my face, and she's standing at the door. And I said, I'll see you in 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks' time. When I went with the seed sower into Africa, 6 weeks' time, I went once for 3 months with my oldest daughter to Scotland. And she's a woman of God. And the only reason she releases me, Sharonika, is because she knows God has called me and her. And I want to say to any young ladies out there, if you are married to an evangelist, you must understand it's going to cost you. And it really does, eh? My kids too. I've got 5 children of my own. I've got 27 adopted children. I've got lots of other, I've got 500 spiritual sons. But I've got to give my wife first place. And that's why I make her that cup of tea every single morning, Reuben, when I'm at home.
Sure.
I come from a family of farmers, Angus, and hearing you speak about Tanija like that, I've got my sisters-in-laws, my mom, my grandmother. There's a special kind of relationship if it started in that kind of God's ground. And I have to say, all glory to God, to your relationship and what you've been able to build together as well with Tanija. So from my side, is like listening to you, I've got tears in my eyes just thinking that that is what love can look like if you answer God's calling.
Yeah. Thank you for that. No, it's true. You know, unless we're prepared to deny ourselves, Sharonika, you know, God can't use us. And I can tell you, I love my wife more today than I did over 50 years ago when I married her. And that's the honest truth. And it's not easy for her. Sometimes she says to me, you know, Angus, how much longer, you know? How much longer? But there are people out there that need to hear the gospel and they need to be saved. So we have to deny ourselves. But it is tough. It's a very tough one, but it's something we do together. This is not a one-man show. This is a team event here, and people need to understand that. I've got a big team around me, Reuben. I like to think that you are one of them, and I really mean that. I've got a huge team. They're coming up to have a Christmas party here on the farm on Friday. There'll be around about 60 of us, although you'll only see maybe 2 or 3, you know, in the office. And they're all working, and I just unfortunately have to be the face, but I can tell you right now, without my team, and there's a word for any young preacher, if he's listening to this program, son, you'll never do it on your own. There's no one-man shows in God's kingdom. It's a team effort, and if you're not prepared to be part of the team, well, you'll never make it.
Ons gaan hierdie nag ons verder met Angus self, bly net wees.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.
Hier kom Angus Bakken still with us this morning, and we're talking about the new documentary that's, it's going to get released today. And it's something you have to see. And Angus, let me tell you, there's so many stories that I never knew of that you talk about in the documentary as well. And one of the things that you speak about in the documentary is being an evangelist. There's Afrikaans saying, there's nie net sonskyn, maan en rose nie. It's not always going smooth. Many times there's critics and there's controversies and everything that comes up, and there's difficult questions to answer. And that's nothing new for you, Mangus.
No, it's actually not, Ruben. I've now got skin like a rhino.
Yeah.
No, but it's tough. I say that, and you know, I'm a people's person. Sharonika, I don't think you can be an evangelist if you haven't got a heart for people. And so as much as you love people, people hurt you. And they hurt you deeply. And then, of course, the news gets hold of it and they twist it and they put it this way and that way. But the most important thing is to be transparent, Ruben. Mm-hmm. I've got nothing to hide. But what you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. And people can come and look at our books any time of the day and see where the money goes. And by the way, I've never asked you for any money, Ruben, and I never will. I said to the Lord, I don't know, Sharonika, whether you can make a deal with God, but when I first got saved, I said, Lord, if I'm going to be a TV evangelist, which is obviously what I am, I don't want to be preaching for 10 minutes and asking for money for 20 minutes. Mm. I said, Lord, when the money stops, it's quite simple, then I stop. And that was 46 years ago, and the money has never stopped. It's got very tight at times, extremely tight. Mm. But maybe that's why I'm a farmer. I know about drought, and I know about floods, and I know about disease and pestilence and personal tragedies. But we press through. But God has never once forsaken me.
Mm, sure. Just before we let you go, Angus, some of the toughest stories that you have to had to tell during the documentary. Was there something that pops up?
Yeah. Look, obviously, Ruben, there's one story that always pops up, eh? And that was that was when I was driving that tractor. Mm. It was on Auntie Jill's birthday on the 6th of April. And my little nephew, Alistair, blonde hair, blue eyes, he used to call me Auntie Angus. I don't know why. That was what he called me. I don't look very feminine, but he called me Auntie Angus. And he went for a ride with me on the tractor, and he fell off the tractor, Sharonika. He fell forward off the tractor, and before I could stop, the tractor went over him. And I had to pick up that little body and take him to his daddy, my brother, and ask forgiveness and say, I'm sorry, your son is with Jesus. So without a doubt, I mean, if I wasn't a Christian, Reuben, I probably would have been a drug addict or alcoholic today, or maybe committed suicide. In fact, one of my farming friends came to see me just after that accident a few weeks later, and he said, he sat there and he was crying. He said, Angus, do you have any firearms? I said, yes, I've got a double-barrel shotgun. We shoot bush pig when they come and destroy our mealies here. He said, can I take it from you for a while? And I looked at him and I said, nah, don't worry. I said, I'm a believer, I'm a follower of Christ, and he will be sufficient for me. You know, Sharonika, as I told you, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But in the old days, I used to have my quiet time up at the farm office. And I would lie there at 3 o'clock in the morning waiting for the alarm clock to go off, see, because I couldn't sleep. And I would run up to that office and open the Word of God, the bread of life. And every single day, God would strengthen me and say, stand. The battle is mine. Stand. Your little nephew is with me. He's safe. Stand. And that's what pulled me through. And I want to say to somebody, maybe Reuben, who's been through this and who's maybe listening, you know, the thing is, Reuben, you never get over it, eh, son? You never get over it. What you do is you learn to live with it. And that tsunami, after a while, it gets a little bit smaller and a bit smaller, but it's always there. And I tell you what, you know, a bunch of young evangelists came up from Cape Town to see me a while back. And the one guy said to me, well, Angus, I don't know why he said this. He said, how do you keep humble? I laughed. I said, son, I'm not aware that I'm humble, but if you see that I'm humble, I'll tell you what keeps you humble is the fire and the hardships and the blood and the tears and the sweat. That's what keeps you humble.
And let me tell you, there's so many stories. We haven't even touched on half of it that you have been telling on the new documentary. It's called Making of from Angus Buck, and it's got to be available a little bit later today on the brand new app. It's called newroad.app, and I want to invite you to go and have a look at it. Maybe just tell us the format of the documentary, Angus. How long is the episodes, and how many episodes are there?
Yeah, there's three episodes. And I think they're about half an hour each, Reuben.
Okay.
Sharonika, yeah, half an hour each. Probably the toughest thing I've ever had to do. And, you know, I've had to do some tough things. But that particular time, I really believe, Reuben, it was because the Holy Spirit was present. I don't think I've cried so much. You know, I went right back into my past from when I was a little boy. I always felt very unworthy and... couldn't do anything, couldn't make it at school, you know. And then how God took me into the far country. I became a real prodigal son, riding horses in Australia, in Scotland, drinking Scotch whiskey, doing the whole thing. And then I met Jesus Christ here at Shalom in Greytown, South Africa, on the 18th of February, 1979, at about 10 o'clock in the morning. And old Frank Rotenbach does it so well, him and Jean Wilhelm in the movie. But this has got no bearing on the movie. This is, you see, what Hardest wanted to do, he said, I want to make a film of the man behind the man, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
In other words, not the man that you see on TV or the man you see on the platform, but the man at home who has to deal with the same problems that every one of your listeners is dealing with, the same ones. Financial, relationship problems, and all that type of thing. And so the Lord just took over. So it's three episodes, half an hour each. And yeah, to God be all the glory. That's all I can say. And I just hope, Reuben and Sharonika, that this documentary will help people who feel that they've got nothing to offer Jesus. When they see this, they will realize that God is not even interested in what we've got to offer. He's wanting to use us like he used the 12 disciples. Uneducated men, unqualified. Old Peter always living like a bull in a china shop, always saying the wrong thing, you know. And then denying the Lord, eh? and then denying them, and the Lord still used him because he repented. And the crux of the matter is repentance. And I've been, I now live a life of repentance. I'll be honest with you. Every single time when I doubt the Lord and then he comes through, then I'm crying. I'm saying, Lord, forgive me for not trusting you, you know. So I didn't go to Bible college, Ruben. I went to the School of Life, Sharanika, the School of Hard Knocks. My training ground was farming. Never, ever criticize a farmer with your mouth full of food, eh? And farming is not for sissies. I've got a very great, great regard for farmers. And that's why I get myself into so much trouble. Because farmers are not loved. I don't know why. Right around the world. But I want to tell you, without farmers, we can't live, eh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you have to see the documentary. I'm going to click on that. It's newroad.app. You will see, he's going to show you. He's going to be available for a few hours. And then, as we said, the making of Angus Buchan, the new documentary. He's going to be available. So Angus, that's all we have time for. We can speak hours on end with you. Thank you so much again for saying hi to us. And please, please, say hi to Auntie Jill for us.
I will tell her right now. I'm about to go in and have my breakfast. She's waiting. So you're going to get into trouble there, Ruben. So, Nico, it was wonderful to talk to you.
Thank
it
you
really
so
was.
Much,
a farmer's
Amangus.
Daughter. I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, thank you so much, Amangus. Have a blessed day, and please, our regards to Snowy as well.
Yes. Right, I was writing him yesterday. I will. Nice. I'll tell him.
And we'll see you at the Groot Trap next year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
God bless you both.
Cheers,
bye.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.